This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
We welcome our guest, Ben Burnett, former Alpharetta City Councilman and host of the Ben Burnett Show podcast. He is working with one of the Herschel Super PACs and has a lot of insight. So it's a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for taking the time to come on tonight, Ben.
Man, I would follow you guys anywhere you ever wanted to go. So good to be on, and in full disclosure, people call me when they need the shovel. So I'm one of the money guys behind 34 and 22, but I hide in plain sight so I can keep up appearances.
Hey, that's the way you got to do it, Ben. Again, that's how you have that bag. You hide in plain sight. Nobody questions anything.
That's right. There's a 501c4s are a man's best friend if you want to do some dirty dealing.
Absolutely. I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing that you know that.
It is what it is, guys. I'm not gonna pretend that's where you go to send lots of corporate money into things and nobody ever knows who donated to you. But probably raised the team about $500,000 in the last month. So I'll tell you though, it tapered off in the last week to 10 days, and that's what's got me concerned.
Yeah, so a lot of money obviously is going to go to Raphael Warnock, and we know that because of the outside influence between California and Hollywood and, of course, New York and all the big money donors that are going to donate to try to win this seat for Raphael Warnock. And Walker did. I said the same thing. I didn't think, Ben, that his commercials, especially during this time, were as effective. I thought he should have hit a lot harder on a lot of his commercials, and he should have gotten a lot more out there.
You know, and on some level, if you want to get back into the suburbs, and I know you guys love to tout the rural areas, you have to be able to talk about what you're for and what you're in favor of. And it can't just be transgender sports. And it works in plenty of places, but on some level, you got to be able to cast a vision. And I've told the AJC and the New York Times and the Washington Post, the guy struggles to find a closing message because I don't know that he had the capacity to do it. And they spent a lot of time with him in the general to where he could get – you saw him in that debate with Warnock in Savannah, and he was outstanding. And he stuck to his message, but it's easier for some people than it is for others. And, you know, that's a cold, hard reality of having four or five really good candidates in a primary who would have all beaten Raphael Warnock straight away in November. And we elected the only guy who had an outside chance of losing, or elected him in the primary.
See, Ben, I don't buy that for a second, in part because you have a finishing kick out of Warnock that's, I'm not Walker, and that's it. And ultimately, that money and that influence, and that is what's going, if he's able to carry the night, it's not because he went out there and he told people what he's been planning on. In fact, he's spent this entire campaign not talking about what he's going to vote for, not having anything associated with Joe Biden. I think that's just what comes down to is, the other side is far more tribal than we are right now, and until we get that way, this is how it's going to be.
You're 100% right on the last part.
Well, I'm right on all of it, Ben, but you're the guest, so.
If you're Latham Sadler and you have NRSC money and Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump in your back pocket and the Heisman Trophy winning running back is not on the primary ticket in May, guys, we're not even having this night show tonight because it would have been over. You have to have somebody that can't afford to lose a precinct in Alpharetta by 300 votes fewer than Brian Kemp. And that's the truth. Like, you can make all the excuses you want about why we're going to lose. Gary Black would have beat him. Latham Sadler would have beat him. And I know we all love Kelvin King. He'd have beat him, too. In November.
Yeah, I agree with you, Ben. I mean, I said it today. I think, you know, the candidate, I think Kelvin King would have easily beaten Raphael Warnock. And I agree with you on Gary Black. I mean, he had the history. I mean, running the Department of Agriculture is not an easy thing. This is a 12-division commissioner. This is a guy who oversees a lot and understands gas prices, understands baby formula shortages, understands agriculture. I mean, they're good candidates. They just got run over by celebrity.
It's not they got run over by celebrity. We got run over by celebrity. Yeah. Because I know full well none of the four of us voted for Herschel Walker, but we are where we are, and we had to do what we had to do, and those were the hands we got dealt. But tomorrow morning, when I call in, I told you so.
I voted for somebody who took 2% of the vote. Okay, that's what happened.
And so
very simply, I talk about what are bad candidates, people that can't raise money and can't turn people out. And that's how it goes. And until we recognize that the only person who's taken an incumbent this far right now is Herschel Walker because of the ability to raise money and have celebrity. It's not a perfect candidate. It's not even a great candidate. But this is the nature of what's going on right now.
And the good thing is that in Georgia, we may pay the price for 6 years, but the NRSC and the NRLC and the Rona McDaniel, people who call the shots, who put people in. You can't elect the Tommy Tuberville type here and just expect to get by in a way more 50-50 state than Alabama.
But at the same time, Ben, I talk about the megaphone because the message is not getting out about Raphael Warnock, and it should. He has the same warts as Herschel Walker. Why in the world would anybody think that Raphael Warnock is that much better of a candidate? And you're seeing the voting is going to be razor thin. It was razor thin then, and it'll probably be razor thin tonight. So it can't be all that. People, it's too close of a race. Even if Herschel loses, it's too close of a race to say that Herschel had no chance, because if it's just a few thousand votes, yeah, you lost, but it wasn't because it was a blowout.
Well, Carlos Medina said it best. The Democrats are far more tribal than we are. And until the GOP puts a stranglehold on moms who go to soccer practice and is able to tout that we want your kids in classrooms, your children belong to you, and we can run on that message for more than one cycle, and 5 weeks later you don't hear it again, it's all for nothing. Because people know who Raphael Warnock is, but the Democrats the Democrats are really, really good at getting organized and getting cohesive and staying together. And, Tug, Brian Kemp won four precincts on your side of 400 in Alpharetta. Herschel Walker won zero.
And yeah,
it's not that they're different people. Brian Kemp's voting record is more conservative, and he's a more conservative, actually, an actual elected official than Herschel Walker would have been. There's no question about it. I mean, Brian Kemp is the most conservative governor the state of Georgia has had in decades.
Yeah, Ben's not wrong. I mean, I agree 100% with Ben on this, and I said it earlier today. I mean, these are the kind of issues where you really have to look. You know the games that the left is going to play. But I think that we're the only ones that can fix this, because I think division is what caused this as well. The fact that we were divided in our own party, that we had to have three candidates, that we couldn't even have a primary without interference with someone else's name being called, and that was Donald Trump's every single time. That was such a distraction to what we needed to do that it actually divided our entire party, even in this race.
He's a boat anchor. He is nothing in the state of Georgia at this point but a boat anchor. And I've listened to the previous couple of segments, and you guys are right. What he did for the country in his 4 years in office were great. But they have saddled the anvil around the neck of the Republican Party and the people who, you know, are supported by Donald Trump. When you talk about January 6th and you take 4% of the voters out of play off the top, man, it's not enough to win anymore. You can't win with 46% of the vote or 48, and that's what Donald Trump is. And if anybody proved it, it was Brad Raffensperger and Brian Kemp, that you don't need him, and we're better off without him.
Oh, I'll I don't know if we're better off without him, but at the same time, I understand exactly. Yeah, I mean, they don't need him, and that's part of the reason why he wasn't prevalent in this race with Herschel Walker, because when Herschel Walker even sits there and says, hey, we don't really need you to come down here and do a rally. We don't need anything. If you want to make a phone call, make it. But I think that shows a lot that people kind of backed off. And it's the same with Biden.
But it's exactly what I was about to say, but and you beat me to it, Rhino. There was a reason Biden did not come here and vote or vote and campaign with Phil Warnock, because he's a boat anchor, but he's an effective boat anchor, which is what Newt Gingrich has been saying for weeks. Do not underestimate him. And I think we have.
Yo, and there, he's done such a great job of staying out of the way, and the Democrats, you know, to their credit, and it kills me to say it, but man, when you hear Barack Obama talk, and it doesn't matter at this point what he did in office, man, the guy is just captivating. And when they need the blue, when they need the blue ribbon bell cow, they know where to go. And we have to get to a place where we can find that guy, and I think it's Ron DeSantis. Although, you know, Donald Trump's selfish enough to run for president again and keep the party from moving forward and divide us all so that we can't get tribal. You know, I long for the day where it's us that has the ability and control, and we dominate the areas in which we can control our opponent. And I think it's out there, but it's not going to be through traditional media. And you guys were talking about Twitter. It's clearly not going to be there. But, like, we have to get to places with enough mouthpieces, and I give Buck Sexton and Clay Travis a ton of credit for stepping in for the late Rush Limbaugh, because those guys have such good conversations on behalf of the entire party, and they show the strengths with Ron Johnson and the guests that they bring on all the time. And I am excited to see where the station plays a role in that, and those guys that come on after you guys. I think it's great. And you know, I don't know that I was earlier. I don't know that I love Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene and the Party of Power. But man, when you need bomb throwers and you're not dealing with off the top of the deck, man, there is nobody better than those two women and sit there and just being a total pain on behalf of the Republican Party. They're the best minority party members you could ever have.
Yeah. We get so caught up in personality, and I'm a fan of Ron DeSantis. I've talked about him as the nominee in 2024 for the better part of 18 months. That is where I've basically said, this is where I believe things are going, and here is why. But I also recognize that personality does not matter as much as it did even 4 or 6 years ago because of the nature of how elections have changed. We actually have now seen, with early voting, the debates don't even matter anymore. Some of these people won't even debate. It, by the time that Fetterman was babbling all over himself, the votes were already in. It didn't matter. And so much of this is we need to adapt mentally to it's about ground game. It's about organization. Yes, it's great to have great candidates. It's really about the work we put into it because, listen, if they can get a turnip through in Pennsylvania, we need to be able to get our own turnips through when we need to as well. They put dead men into places in the state of Pennsylvania.
They have put, I mean, the fact that, you know, Senator-elect Fetterman sits there in office or is going to sit there in office in January, what a sad indictment for the Republicans to be able once again to go to the celebrity culture and nominate somebody that could lose. You know, it is so tiring to watch us sit here and trot this playbook out in just places where if we win, for 6 years, it is marginal at best. And we can't seem to get out of our own way. That's the thing that needs to change at the national level. And the other thing that needs to change is that we, tomorrow morning, in this country, the GOP, Rona McDaniel, et cetera, they need to be polling issues like they found a local issue with school boards and police that they literally clung to. But what's the next one? And what's the next one? And where can we cast a vision so that we can win in these places where we're just marginally going to get beat? And guys, I think Georgia's one of them. It's still early, but I can tell you when people stop returning your phone calls and you're raising money, it's not because it's going well.
Yeah.
It's a fair point. Ben Burnett Show podcast. You can listen to that at the Podcast Park or wherever you download your podcast, your latest podcast, you've got Ella Dorsey on, right?
Man, she was outstanding. You want to talk about, you know, and I take people, it's a little bit different than a 10-minute soundbite like we do on, you know, a 10-minute conversation, and you can really get to know who somebody is. And I'll say this on behalf of the party, the average interview I do is 30 minutes long. My number one demo is women, 35 to 44. And where we have issues, unlocking those conversations with people like Burt Jones and Tyler Harper and Chris Carr and giving you insight into who they actually are beyond a commercial for 30 seconds is part of the answer. There is no doubt about it.
Plus, you're sexy. That's why you got all those women.
That's that, right? Of course. Yeah. I mean, good Lord, yes.
Throwing
Yetis
out like, yeah, he's throwing Yetis out like a rapper to people.
Hey, look,
you get a Yeti. You get a Yeti. Yeah, there you go. Righto, man. We appreciate you and look forward to catching up real soon. Ben Burnett on the Morning Extra Evening Edition here on Extra 106.3.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey, sandwich lovers, today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open, Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.